of counting votes. It should be by hand because people can understand it. They can see their neighbors doing it. They can watch it in the open rather than trust a computer to do it sight unseen. Also, it keeps the money that we're going to spend on elections in town, employing people rather than sending it out of town. So I hope you consider that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil McBurnett, a software engineer and security professional here in Boulder, Colorado. Thanks for having this meeting. What I want to stress, along with agreeing with everything that Joe said, is the issue of the counting of the ballots, even the counting of paper ballots. It's my understanding that your current system, the one that doesn't isn't appropriate for use in the future, the punch card counting system, the county had the software that was used in the system to count the ballots, and that allowed the county to be very confident in how that system worked. The current batch of DRE systems out there has been demonstrated to be deeply flawed and insecure in studies by researchers at Johns Hopkins and Rice University, and confirmed by a study that was commissioned by the state of Maryland, done by SAIC Corporation. They won't even show us the majority of the SAIC report because, in my opinion, it's so scary about how deeply flawed these systems are. I think the only way that we can have the maximum voter confidence is to require the disclosure of the software and system components used in the system that counts the votes. This is a part of the proposed H.R. 2239, which Mark Udall is a co-sponsor of. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to come up for a vote this year. But again, delaying the purchase of these systems, I think, will allow us to put a system like that in place and produce a system that we have more confidence in. In Australia, they already use an open source software system. This is something where all the source is not only disclosed, but it's available for anyone else to reuse, thus making the quality of the software better, making it more resistant to hacking attacks, and incorporating the best that our minds can bring to the question of how to securely count the votes and protect against fraud, hacking, et cetera. So I'd ask that you both delay to do that and ask the vendors if they will disclose their software so that we can have the best of modern technology.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, my name is Beau Schaefer, and I'm the chairman of the Boulder County Libertarian Party. And I would just like to make the statement that this is a bit of an historical precedent here. The Greens, the Libertarians, the Democrats, and the Republicans are all on the same page and all endorse this kind of thing. And I think this is a historical marvel. So I just want to bring that to your attention, that this is a multi-partisan effort.
Well, now I'm really worried.
You never know when you get us involved.
When you get this kind of involvement, you might even say the Americans endorse it.
But everybody does. So that's, I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention, that this is a multi-partisan event.
It is. I would add one thing here, and that is the fact that Australia has spoken to open source, I think, is relevant because Australia has one of the highest turnouts in elections consistently on the planet and has historically, for most of the 20th century at any rate, been a leader in election law and election reform.
Yeah, I would just like to add, you know, certainly being a user of Linux myself and being a believer in open source, I think that's something that should be part of the consideration.
Okay, we can take one more here. You're going to get the last word.
My name is Seth Bennett. I'm from Allen's Park. I would just say to you that we have a legitimation crisis issue here. We have a crisis of legitimacy. It's come all over the country in all kinds of ways. The elections are the bedrock of our democracy. So the test of any of these systems would be, after the vote, if there's a question, how could you represent to the electorate that you have a legitimate election? How could you represent it after the fact? If the system can't meet that test, you don't want it. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to stop. There will be a full public hearing on this before any decision is made, possibly more than one. Thank you very much for coming. I would say the presentations today have been highly instructive.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We will move immediately into our 11 o'clock.
Do you have